Hi everybody. I just want to say welcome to my third but new episode for 2022 of the exciting happenings of an enlightened mommy. I will say it has definitely been a very long time. Some people out there, some of you guys are out there listening or decided to click on those two lonely episodes that I had posted on my podcast. And we're going to give it another try, give another go round, because apparently somebody wanted to click and somebody wanted to hear what I had to say. So where have I been? It has been a long time since I posted anything to my channel. And duly because, you know, we've all been at the same place. The pandemic happened and things slowed down. I think my opinion for the better, it forced everybody to really take a look at what's going on in your personal life. See what really matters. See how we were going to get things done to take care of each other, to be safe, to work, to educate our children. And, you know, we just took care of business to keep going. So, like I said, it's been a long time. And a lot has happened over the past 2 years since I posted a episode to my podcast. Now, the reason why I created the podcast is because I wanted to have a place where I could come and just talk freely about my exciting happenings in my life as a mom of three children, now 20, 7, and 5. And not so much, you know, about what I go through as a mom, but what other moms share with me. How did we become enlightened, in a sense, what the show is named after? Because I kind of take my tried and true or fails as a mom and couple that with my professional life as a professional person in the realm of education and try to figure this stuff out about being a mom. You know, I don't always get it right, as other parents don't always get it right either. But I try to lean on my education as an educator to try to help me along the way to really help me be a better mom. Also, I created the podcast to have a place where I can vent about being a mom. Let's face it, being a mom, being a parent is challenging. It's hard. Sometimes you're trying to make sure that you don't break them, especially when they're babies. You're trying to make sure that you're making all the right choices and you're doing the best thing so they can grow up to be great adults and just great people, period. You do all these things to make sure that these are good humans, but then at the same time, while I know for me, I'm so focused on giving them everything, I sometimes forget about myself. So I hope some other people want to just listen through about my journey, you know, go through some of the things, some of the, you know, questions that I have. Maybe we can talk to each other about questions that you have and we can figure this all this stuff out. I think the biggest thing that I have on my mind right now, and I guess it goes in and out, is just the balancing act of just being a mom, trying to be a good mom and still be a good woman, a good daughter, a good partner, a good friend. And I feel like I'm wearing multiple hats at all times and I'm forgetting to put those hats on and take care of whatever that need is. So my pickle now is my career. And the question that I have, and I'm going to pose that question to you, can moms have it all? I've been doing a lot of art, reading a lot of articles, looking at different YouTube posts, looking at Twitter, looking at Instagram, and I really want to know what other moms think about, can we have it all? Can we be that mom at home, and can we be that boss lady out in the corporate world or whatever work professional setting that we're in? Can we do both? And I'll tell you, about 6 months ago, I felt like that I could not do both. I was in a job that I cared about deeply. I was a part of an education program, and I had people that reported to me. I started off as a supervisor, then I phased out into another type of position, almost in a management position, but almost like a mentor in a sense, but not really directly supervising anyone. And I think professionally, I really enjoy the job because I could do it. But I really liked the job because it was a job of the heart. It was a service job to serve the community, the families, the children, and the staff to make sure that this was a beautiful learning environment where everybody can flourish, the children can thrive, they can develop and learn. And for teachers that really wanted to teach, they could come to this place and not need anything and teach. So I put a lot of my heart, a lot of my thoughts, I put my physical body into this program. I put sweat and tears into this place. And the more that I gave with that place, I do know the less that I gave to my family and to my children. And I started to feel guilty because I wanted to be at work. I really wanted to be at work. I really wanted the program to be successful. I really wanted to come up with solutions and make that program be the best that it could possibly be. And of course, I wanted my family to be successful. I wanted us to, have the financial things that we need to be happy, take care of my home, parent my children. But I really felt like I was needed to be in both places at the same time, and I couldn't give both the same energy or the same attention. And sometimes I did put my job first and would feel totally guilty that when I come home, I am a zombie and I can't function because I've gave my mental and my physical all to my job. And I became burnt out from the job. Now, I'm gonna be honest, I became burnt out from everything, from the job and from home. I would run away from home. No, I would go to work to run away from home. I would go home to run away from the job. And then eventually I had nowhere else to go. I contemplated in my brain of having like a mommy day or a mommy weekend or a mommy vacation or something like that, where I could just unplug the phone, unplug the laptop, and just go just to some remote place and not care. Okay. Now, eventually that does work for a day or two. But as soon as you plug back in, you have to answer all these emails because those people need you and you have to make decisions. And you can't not just turn your family off and say, I'll deal with you later, because these are humans. These are the people that you love. These are the people that count on you. So I said something has to give because I'm gonna break. I am going to break apart. And I had to ask myself, what is the most important thing now? Who is the most important? Is it my career or is it my children? And yes, I do have a 20-year-old now, But when I was going through, I mean, really, she was 18, 19, so she's still my kid. But she went off to college, so that kind of made it a little bit different because she wasn't in the home. I'm still worried about her. She's, doing her stuff that she has to do, but she still wasn't in the house. So it made it a little bit different. But she came back, and that's a whole other episode. It's a whole other story. But I have these other little people, the 7-year-old and the 5-year-old, and they are very different because once they were born, I became a boy mom, and they're different. They have a different energy. They can ping, 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 ping from bloop, bloop, bloop. Boy moms, it is a difference when you have boys. But anywho, so I really felt like I was stuck in the middle. I need to work because I like to eat, and everybody else like to eat around me too. And I am a professional mom. I like to work. I enjoy going to work. I enjoy having my task. I enjoy doing what I need to do. But like I said, I was getting burnt out. So I made a decision to leave. You can't leave your kids, so I wasn't leaving them. They are priority. So I decided, well, first I created a exit plan or a transition plan because I still, and to this day, still want the program to be successful. And I still help them if they ask for help. But I had to make an executive decision for myself that it was time to step away from my job and find something where I could be accessible, still take care and contribute to my home, but still put my family first. And so I did that. So I found or started a new business, a consulting business, and I have just one client where I provide professional development for early educators, which is a beautiful experience. Absolutely love it. I get to talk about curriculum, setting up learning environments, and just building relationships with other professionals throughout the United States. Love it. And it's contract, so I can work or I make my own schedule. And so yes, I am back at home. I'm home based, and I do feel like I can balance that out and be in both places, the professional world and still be at home. But there is this something in me that's like, okay, you took a rest, you're rested up. Now you can go back out there. What is that? Where does that come from? And just why? And I don't know. It's not that I don't feel like I don't have enough. Because believe me, those little people give me the work that they give me to work. They make me earn the mommy check. They do. I want to go back to work. It's my college shirt, Eagle Pride. And not that I don't feel like I'm not working, but I feel like I'm ready to go back out there and make my mark in a sense like I was doing before. But I'm scared, nervous that I will go back down that rabbit hole of ambition, that place where this program or this job will be the best, and doing everything in my ability to make it be that. And I know that there's energy that's going to take place that I'm going to have to put in to do that. Because one day I asked myself, what is it that you want to do? And I'm a mom, that's number one. But I like to work. Not to say that moms don't work and they have a choice whether to work or not. that's not really the question here, but the type of work that I do is, in a sense, is leadership. So I ask myself, so self, what is it? And self, and she said, you could do two things really, really well. Well, really one. You know how to be a boss. Leadership is just keeps, doesn't matter where I go, it just comes right back to me. So I am nervous and I do ask myself, can I have both? And if I go down this path again, what boundaries can I create for myself? And if, are there other moms out there that know what those boundaries are so we won't go down that rabbit hole? Or is it okay? Like, can we have both? Now, okay. Now don't judge me. I have all the latest TV, all the channels and Netflix and whatever, whatever. But I enjoy watching old movies. So last week I watched, oh my gosh, I forgot the name of the movie, but it was the movie where she's not the mom, she's the cousin of the baby, baby Elizabeth, I think that's her name. Her cousin and his wife died in an accident. Is it Baby Boom? I don't know. Please don't judge me. But she inherits a baby and she's about to make partner and she finds out that she now has custody of a baby. And she at first she decides to put the baby up for adoption, but she couldn't do it, so she kept her and she quit her job. Well, she tried to work and she's doing really, really well. And I've watched this movie numerous times, and I don't know, remember ever catching the underlining tones, and they were showing in the movie that she couldn't balance, being on time. Or there was one episode, I mean, one scene where the baby came to the office with her, and the senior partners came to see her and she spilled milk or something on them. And I know it's drama and I get that, but it just made this message that once a baby comes into our life that we really can't keep it together. And eventually she did. She got a nanny. She came up with a schedule, but things started to happen, with her colleagues, and they started to take over her account. They took her off a major account, and when that happened, she just left. I didn't like that, and now I know. I've had three children, and I went on maternity leave. And yes, when you bring a new human in the world, you do have to readjust, but not to the point where they were trying to make it. It's the drama. But I did not like how they started to second guess her. The men totally started to treat her just very different. But she had to always prove herself that she was capable, even though she already showed them that she was capable of being able to do what she needed to do because they was going to make her a partner. And I maybe the more I talk about it, I just tell myself, well, that's just because it was a movie and it had to make us like it and blah, 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 blah. But the underlying tone was in the beginning that when you have a baby, her man left her. So now she's a single mom. She had to figure it out and she had to just drop everything for the child. And eventually she gets back on track. And she creates her own successful business, and the people beg her to come back. But she was able at the end to figure out to do both on her own terms. So that's what I took away from the movie. It could get rocky in the beginning, but you have to carve a way to make it and still have both. So maybe I did answer my question. Maybe we can have it both. We can have it both. But I know that was a movie, and I know that certain people in certain circumstances with certain opportunity can do that, but some moms can't. And it's harder for some moms and some parents to do that. Some people have different barriers. They have different things, or they have different circumstances that may not allow them to successfully have an organic baby food company and do things on your own terms. And I think that's what I'm kind of struggling with, because to a certain extent, I can't do those things on my own terms. I am very much in someone else's box, trying to have both worlds, to be a good mother and to be this professional mom. And that's kind of deep when you think about it. Because the one thing that COVID did tell us is that we definitely have a child care issue in America. I live in North Carolina, and I was in that's the business that I'm in, is in child care. Everything else shut down. Fortunately, or maybe unfortunately, I work for a program where we shut down for a period of time, but we reopened and we resumed services virtually. A lot of other early child care environments didn't have that option. They had to open every single day to take care of children of the essential workers. So my neighbor was a fireman, and his wife is a was a nurse. So their son's school stayed open so they could go to work, which was great. I get it 100%. But I thought about those women, awfully women, and women of color that was working in these child development centers to provide care for children, but nobody took care of their children. And they had to go to work while their babies were at home, or they had to find alternative care options for their children. It's deep. Oh, it's so deep. But I will say, during the pandemic, I know I noticed it. I don't know about you, but there was definitely a child care issue. And not just a child care issue, but a quality education issue too. And that's a whole nother episode. So when I say that some mothers don't have that option to do both, they just don't have that option. It's not equal. It's just not. But I just wanna say that I'm back, and I am hoping to continue to just provide some insight and to share what's going on in this exciting world of mine and my motherhood, and really get some conversation started. So if anyone's out there listening, it's just one person, tell me what you think. Can mothers really have it all? Can we have it both? Or do we can and there's nothing wrong if a mom wanna stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. That's just not me. I don't that's it's not I in theory it sounds wonderful just to stay at home, because and that's still work. It is work. But this mommy likes to do both. I like to provide for my home, and I do like to go and do what I need to do. So, like I said, if there's just one mom out there, let's converse. What's on your mind? What do you think? Can we have both? Well, if that one person is out there listening, thank you. Thank you so much. And hopefully, I get to see or hear from you, and you get to see and hear from me soon. Bye.